Federal Reserve officials left interest rates alone yesterday. With the economy improving, Fed policymakers soon could begin to raise rates. The Fed lowered rates 11 times in the past year. When the Fed meets, the financial world waits anxiously for its proclamations. Commentator Kevin Phillips has these remarks about how the formerly low-profile Fed became a celebrity.
The hubbub surrounding this week's Fed meeting would have been unimaginable 30 or 40 years ago. These days, economic America, which is to say consumers and investors, hang on its every sentence. Back then, hardly anyone knew the names of Fed chairmen like William McChesney Martin or G. William Miller. But since the late 1970s, the two Fed chairmen, Paul Volcker and Alan Greenspan, have become household words. This is partly because financial and interest rate deregulation, together with floating international currency rates, have made the Fed's job a lot more complicated. The Fed has become a lot more controlling of the U.S. economy. We've also seen a new Fed role change the dynamics and shape of American recessions. Economic downturns are getting more complicated. Take the recessions in the early 70s and the early 80s. Both, in a sense, came in two separate parts. In 1971 and then again in early 1980, moderate recessions were underway, largely because the Fed had raised interest rates. This made the White House nervous because presidential elections were coming. So each time the Fed chairman eased monetary policy, gunning the economy out of the recession for both election periods. The trouble was, looser money renewed the inflation, so that new rate hikes soon followed, and after that, new recessions. Sometimes Fed policy shapes a different kind of recession, one that's harder on some groups than on others. The recession of the early 90s was like that. The Fed and the experts said it ended in the spring of 1991, when the gross domestic product and the stock market rebounded. However, federal data showed the white-collar unemployment rate peaking in 1993, 2 years after the recession supposedly ended. What is a recession and what isn't has become increasingly debatable. To some extent, that's also true of Alan Greenspan's own role in steering the economy. Did he get us out of the recession? Did he first get us into it? Or did he do both? Now we're hearing talk that Greenspan wants to retire. He wants to quit while he's ahead, and of course at age 76, he's got reason. The problem is that there are no obvious high-powered GOP successors. The two obvious contenders, former Treasury Secretary Bob Rubin and William McDonough, president of the New York Federal Reserve Bank, are both Democrats unlikely to get George W. Bush's nod. It's probably essential for Greenspan to stay. Otherwise, besides worrying about unusual after effects, we might also have to worry about an economy being run by a new Fed chairman hardly anyone has ever heard of.
The comments of Kevin Phillips. His upcoming book is Wealth and Democracy, A Political History of the American Rich.